your topics and your mission, the two together. You see, let me just back up and explain why, where I'm coming from. It's a continuation of why I created that mission-driven marketing and money course. Mm-hmm. It's because for me, everything starts with mission. Mission, purpose, I'm using them interchangeably right now. It's mission that's going to keep us going with motivation to tackle whatever needs to be tackled. It's mission that drives us to be confident and unwavering in the face of perhaps a lot of disapproval, a lot of dissent. It's mission that keeps us getting back on the horse when we get disappointed and thwarted. It's mission that has us feel like we're using our time and our energies properly. If we don't have that sense of mission tied to our offers, tied to our reason for doing our business, then it's very easy to start losing the success habits that we need to be implementing and the courage to keep stepping out beside our comfort zone. So I just wanted to revisit with you why I have mission as the floor upon which all this else emerges. Now, that mission could also not necessarily be your business, but it's something that you want, and your business will fund it. So, you know, with you, Barb, your mission, your passion of human trafficking, if you ever found some organization or service that you wanted to fund that was established to help stop or catch people who are perpetrating human trafficking, and you knew your business was going to be that source of income, that would drive you to step out more because you would have a link between your offers and your mission. You see what I mean?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's why I keep talking about mission in this way. So please continue. The question is your topic connected to mission.